Northern California wine country cleans up.
$10,000 worth of product just splattered.
Funeral for an unarmed teen shot and killed by a white police officer.
Michael Brown is to be laid to rest today in St. Louis.
And an American is free after 22 months of captivity.
In a territory located between Syria and Israel.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. It's the morning after that 6.0 magnitude earthquake northeast of San Francisco with a lot of digging out and cleaning up ahead. Our coverage begins with CBS's Steve Futterman in Napa, California.
Just in case you forgot that California is earthquake country, there was a 6.0 magnitude reminder yesterday.
It wasn't like a roll. This was this way, this way, this way, this way, back and forth.
Just after 3 o'clock in the morning, the earth began to move. There was widespread damage.
We own 5 buildings, so there are at least 4 of them are damaged.
Some of Napa's famed wineries were also hit.
We had a wall of wine, and it all came tumbling down.
More than 30 buildings, many of them older buildings in the downtown area, were red tagged. No one is being allowed inside. Around 170 people were treated for injuries, most of those minor cuts and bruises.
I fell off my bed and I just hit my head on the shelf that I have next to my bed. That's why cut my forehead open and my eye.
There were a few serious injuries. A 13-year-old boy was hit by a falling fireplace, but there were no fatalities. Earthquake officials say this could have been much worse. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Napa, California.
We're joined now by Time Magazine senior editor Brian Walsh, who covers environmental issues for Time. Brian, the day after this earthquake, concerns about aftershocks, new activity, how bad could it be?
Well, usually the risk of an aftershock is greatest within 24 hours after the original biggest quake, and we're passing that point, so I think we don't have to worry too much about major aftershocks now, but of course we're talking about a very seismically active area historically, so if not this quake, not connected to this one, you'll likely see bigger ones definitely in the future.
Well, the U.S. Geological Survey says this hit between two major fault lines. Do they have any idea how dangerous the next one could be?
It's hard to know exactly what the next one will be or how dangerous that will be. They kind of have to look at it in a sort of more holistic way and know that you're talking about a major fault zone that has numbers of different faults that connect to it, a lot of pressure, a lot of movement always happening there. So there's always the risk of smaller quakes like this one, which on the historical sense of California, not that big. But eventually you're likely to see a very big one like what we saw in 1906 in San Francisco with a 7.8 magnitude quake. And that would cause huge, huge amounts of damage today.
A Time Magazine senior editor, Brian Walsh, thanks. 16 days after a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed African-American teenager in Ferguson, Missouri, his funeral begins in just a few hours. CBS's Jim Crisula is in St. Louis.
A plea from Michael Brown Sr. ahead of today's burial of his 18-year-old son, Michael Jr.
All I want is peace while my son is being laid to rest. Please, take a day of silence so we can lay our son to rest. Please, that's all I ask.
Schools open in Ferguson today after a week and a half delay prompted by the unrest over Brown's death at the hands of police. Jim Crisula, CBS News, St. Louis.
The week after the execution of American journalist James Foley, Islamic militants have released another American reporter. Peter Theo Curtis was held hostage for 22 months. Correspondent Margaret Brennan says the circumstances of his release are murky for now.
Curtis's family told CBS News that they don't know how he was captured, but said in recent weeks negotiations for his release have been ongoing and led by the wealthy Arab Emirate of Qatar. They say they don't know if a ransom was paid.
Photographer Matt Shirer was held with Curtis and tried to take Curtis with him when he escaped through a prison window last year. In a 60 Minutes interview conducted last fall but not aired until now, Shirer says Curtis panicked.
I'm pulling him and he's stuck and he's making me talk, and the plan was not to talk, but he had me by the wrists, I had him by his wrists, and I'm looking up, you know, he just wasn't fitting. So I said, I was just like, I can't stay here. There are windows up there, they're open. And he was like, all right, go.
Sony says somebody has hacked into its PlayStation network, overwhelming the system with what it calls artificially high traffic. The company says the outage may be related to a bomb threat to a flight carrying the company's online entertainment chief, tweeted by a group called Lizard Squad. The flight was diverted and landed safely. In South Florida, the Coast Guard says it's found four bodies and looking for more after a boat filled with Haitian migrants capsized in the Atlantic. They say at least 19 people, including five children, made it to shore. Hillsborough Beach police say one of those 19 has since died. New guidelines for electronic cigarettes from the American Heart Association. CBS's Vicki Barker is here live. And Vicki, what are they saying?
The nation's heart doctors want e-cigarettes and their highly addictive nicotine vapors subject to the same laws as tobacco products. AHA President Elliot Antman.
We are alarmed about the increase in use of electronic cigarettes by our youth and the concern about them potentially becoming a gateway product.
The American Medical Association has also called for an end to kid-friendly e-cigarette flavors. And though the heart doctors say e-cigarettes might help a tiny minority of smokers quit, there's no evidence that they actually do.
In Gaza, police say Israeli airstrikes and tank fire have killed two Palestinians. They say a Hamas official was not hurt in an attack on his home. After a year with a stagnant economy and an open feud within his own cabinet, French President François Hollande has dissolved the government. A new one's supposed to be in place by tomorrow. Hollywood and moviegoers worldwide are now remembering Sir Richard Attenborough, who died yesterday. He acted in some 70 films, from The Great Escape to Dr. Dolittle and this 1994 blockbuster.
Who better to get the children through Jurassic Park than a dinosaur expert?
As a director, Attenborough once said that he wanted to be known as a storyteller, not necessarily for creativity. And a storyteller he was. Gandhi was one of a dozen movies he directed. It won the Best Picture Oscar for 1982. His son says Richard Attenborough had been ill for some time when he died yesterday at age 90. Well, last night at the MTV Video Music Awards, Beyoncé's 20-minute finale stole the show, and she also won the coveted Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
I'm filled with so much gratitude. I just thank God for this moment. I love y'all so much.
Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball was named MTV's Video of the Year, the top female video award. Katy Perry's Dark Horse. Ed Sheeran won Best Male Video for Sing. You may not be able to afford to drive a Mustang, but you might be able to wear one. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more on Ford's new fashions.
These t-shirts are more for a night on the town than a night at the track. Michelle Silvestri from Ford ad agency Team Detroit says they reached out to five top fashion designers.
Each of these designers are so different in their aesthetic, yet each one celebrates very similar notions.
This follows up on the launch of Mustang-inspired nail polish. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Well, the city of Ocala, Florida, has a new ordinance banning saggy pants on city property, with proponents saying that wearing pants below the waistline shows too much and is disrespectful. Now two city officials want to repeal it, saying the ordinance is too ambiguous to enforce. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, August 25th, 2014. I'm Peter King, CBS News.